They buried him. Yeah, Jesus to save him has died. God paid him the debt that we owed him. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Warning, your choice. You don't have to go to heaven. You don't have to live for God. You don't have to be forgiven nor washed in Jesus' blood. When beyond the shining portals, all the ransomed meet at last, you don't have to be among them when the fight on earth is past. Though the Savior died on Calvary, still his pardon you need not know. Though his spirit now is striving, to the Lord you need not go. Though a mother in her sorrow for your soul doth plead and pray, you don't have to be forgiven, need not walk the narrow way. Though you choose the path of sorrow, live the life that suits you best. Turn your back on heavenly treasure, vainly seek for peace and rest. God will never make you serve him, never force you to be saved. You can go to judgment Christless, though your path with prayer is paved. You can keep right on your sinning, turn your back on what is right, push headlong in perdition, and an endless, awful night. There's no power in earth or heaven that can check your downward way unless Jesus' blood is sprinkled and your sins are washed away. Select by Ruby E. Stover. Our short message today deals with the word warn or warning. Did you ever see the word warning printed in large red letters at a place where there may be some danger? Let me give you the meaning of this word, warn. To give notice to beforehand, especially of danger or evil. It means to admonish or counsel, to notify or apprise, especially in advance. Now, the words forewarned are caution or synonyms. They may range in meaning from simple notification of something to be watched for or guarded against to admonition or threats of violence or reprisal. Forewarned heightens the implication of notifying well in advance of impending danger or peril. Caution stresses giving advice that puts one on guard or suggests the need of precaution. I remember making a trip once in the state of Kentucky. We drove along the highway near the U.S. government depository near Fort Knox. I suppose if they have any gold left, a part of it is kept at that place. Well, anyway, there was a caution or warning sign at a certain point for motorists not to advance any farther along the road which led up to the depository without some sort of recognition. And I, for one, wouldn't want to be the fella to make a try of driving up that road without recognition, would you? because there was very plainly given a warning sign. Now, someone may wonder, just what does this have to do with the gospel message? Well, really, friends, it has quite a bit to do with the gospel. You see, the Lord has appointed his ministers to give warning to those who trespass against the laws of God, and he wants this warning given well in advance that folks may give heed to the word of God. Listen to this scripture, beginning in Ezekiel 33:1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So, you see, there's quite a bit of responsibility there in being a watchman. Now, dear ones, there's one thing, among many others, of course, for which I'm thankful. God is faithful to warn folks of the dangers involved in transgressing his commandments. He gives his warning in various ways and divers manners. A warning from the Lord will serve either one or the other of these purposes. It will either cause one to repent and be saved, or this warning will provide a witness against them in the time to come. Not long ago, in the early morning hours, before it was yet day, some officers attempted to stop a car in Oklahoma City, the driver of which was exceeding the speed limit. This driver refused to stop at the officer's signal, disregarding the red lights on the patrol cars, and he just simply speeded up in an effort to leave the officers. Other officers in the nearby town were notified. Some attempted to stop the young driver, who by this time was driving at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour, so it is reported. The officers of the nearby town were unsuccessful in their attempt to stop the runaway driver. With only a few minutes left in which to act, a huge semi-trailer was pulled across the highway, obstructing the lanes of traffic over which this car would have been passing in the next few moments. Nearby was an officer with the red lights flashing upon the patrol car. Now, this was a little further down the road than where the first warnings were given. And yet, it was a tragic ending for the young man who disregarded all the warnings of the officers and plowed into and underneath the semi-trailer. The young man was killed almost instantly. Perhaps the question yet remains to be answered by the courts of the land as to whether it was wrong or right to obstruct the highway in this manner, even though many warnings were given. Be that as it may, the fact remains that the teenage driver lost his life after disregarding the warnings which were given. Now I want to emphasize to you that God willeth not the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. It is not God's will that you be lost. He has provided ample warning and plenty of instructions for you. Paul said in Acts 20:31, Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So he had been throwing up some warning signs in the days of his ministry. Listen to this verse from 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. It is my sincere desire that those who hear this broadcast will be warned to turn from their evil ways to serve the Lord. Listen to this verse from Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Isn't that warning sufficient to know that if you live in sin, you're going to reap the wages of sin? Friends, I'm sure there's much more that could be said along the line of caution and warning. Perhaps we can carry the thought over into our next broadcast. Would you be listening next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma? We appreciate your prayers, interest, and support as you help us keep the message going forth over the air and through the mail each week. Let us pray. Our Father, we're indeed grateful that there's ample warning given to those who are willing to turn from their evil ways and live. Bless the word as it goes forth over the air and through the mail. May the seed sown fall into good and honest hearts. And to thee, we will give the praise for that which is accomplished through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Here's a song entitled, A Song of Joy. The singers are Francis Porter, Manuel and Marie Mitchell, and yours truly, Willie Murphy.
Salvation's free, glad joy to all of Adam's fallen race. We'll tell to all, both far and near, our saving, keeping grace. There's joy, by faith we bring. The joy that thrills my ransomed soul can make the dumb heart sing. There's joy, joy, glad joy, glad joy, now flowing from above. There's joy, fullness of His love. I live for Christ through this dark world, and faithful I will be. The joy I know that keeps my soul shall last eternally. There's joy, flowing from above. There's joy, joy, glad joy, in the fullness of His love.
If you're looking for a place to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with the old-time saints of the Church of God, get in touch with us. There may be a congregation near you. Here's a verse of poetry which describes how God's church is designed to operate. The Bible is our rule of faith, and Christ alone is Lord. All we are equal in His sight when we obey His word. No earthly master do we know, to man we will not bow, but to each other and to God eternal trueness vow.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with you, and a very cheerful goodbye.